There is no reasonable level of anti-Semitism.
Nordic resistance movement are present.
After 20 years of Globo Homo trying to make Afghanistan into a gay democracy, complete with soy feed and OnlyFans, the Taliban has now, in less than 2 weeks, taken back their country. On August 15th, 2021, the following statement could be read on their website. We declare the following points regarding the latest developments and advancements in our beloved country. Number 1. The areas and provinces that come under the control of the Islamic Emirate are in fact an obvious sign of the popularity and acceptance of the Islamic Emirate among the people. Such great and rapid progress cannot be achieved by force without the help of Allah the Almighty and our nation's great and broad support, to which we shall thank all in words and deeds. Number 2. The Islamic Emirate once again assures all its citizens that it will, as always, protect their life, property, and honor, and create a peaceful and secure environment for its beloved nation. In this regard, no one should worry about their life. Number 3. The Mujahideen should pay utmost attention to the treasury, public facilities, government offices, equipment related to government offices, parks, roads, bridges. All these are the trust and property of the nation. No personal tampering or negligence should be done with them. Rather, it should be strictly guarded. Number 4. All those who have previously worked and helped the invaders or are now standing in the ranks of the corrupt administration of Kabul, the Islamic Emirate has opened its door for them and have announced for them amnesty. We once again invite them all to come and serve the nation and the country. Number 5. The military and civilian personnel who join the ranks of the Islamic Emirate should not be worried, because the Islamic Emirate is determined to appoint them in a proper manner as per their abilities and talents to serve the country and nation in the future. Number 6. In areas which are under the control of the Islamic Emirate, people should lead a normal life, especially in the official arena, whether it is educational, healthy, social or cultural. No one should leave their area and country. They shall live a normal life. Our nation and country need services, and Afghanistan is our joint home, and we shall build and serve together. Number 7. Recently, the Kabul administration has launched a series of baseless and vicious propaganda in which they have given false information to some countries and international organizations. They have allegedly accused the Islamic Emirate of crimes committed by them, or are crimes the intelligence agencies affiliated with them. Despite of that, they always publish fake declarations and statements under the name of the Islamic Emirate or by the name of the leaders and officials of the Islamic Emirate. Such lies and far-fetched propaganda can't be reasonably or logically accepted. Sometimes they claim that the Islamic Emirate forces people to marry their daughters or to marry them to the Mujahideen. Sometimes they say that the Mujahideen are killing people, killing prisoners and captives, and allegedly making various accusations which are baseless. Number 8. The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan is not interested in anyone's private property, not in anyone's car or in anyone's land or house, not in anyone's market or shops. Rather, it considers protection of lives and properties of the nation its primary responsibility. Number 9. Those who have recently been affected by the enemy's propaganda, displaced internally, or migrated to foreign countries whether official or civilian, they should return to their homes and areas. There is no problem for them. We will protect their life, property and honor. Number 10. The Islamic Emirate has ordered its mujahideen and once again instructs them that no one is allowed to enter anyone's house without permission. Life, property and honor of none shall be harmed, but rather should be protected by the mujahideen. Number 11. The enemy may have recruited some people to misuse the title of the mujahideen to harass or inflict pain on the people. In this regard, the nation and people should help the mujahideen to inform the Grievance and Complaint Commission of the Islamic Emirate. Number 12. Our message to the businessmen, industrialists and investors is to carry on their business normally and to serve the nation. The Islamic Emirate will provide a safe and conducive environment for their businesses, and the Islamic Emirate struggles to help you what it can according to its capabilities. Number 13. Once again, we assure all our neighbors that we will not create any problems for them. They should thereby have confidence. We also assure all the diplomats, embassies, consulates, and charitable workers, whether they are international or national, that not only no problems will be created for them by the IEA, but security and secure environment will be provided to them. Inshallah.